they'd obviously been in the press quite a lot, these gadgets, and my mum bought me one, although I probably could have got it free on the NHS. My mum, obviously, she got it at a discount through the friend, so I got this piece of kit. But I'm sure I didn't have it when I was a student. And I'm pretty sure that I didn't test my urines very often. So,
how was your health while you were a student?
I remember it was interesting when the week I started at university, or polytechnic as it was then. I can't remember what I had wrong with me, but it was like flu-y kind of, or some sort of, you know, rundownness, whatever it was. And I mean, I'm not really an ill person. I mean, okay, I might get a cold once a year like people do, but I was never really a sickly child, or my mum would tell me that. But as I say, the week I started, I don't know whether I was ill leading up to going away, but certainly I had to come back from college in the first week or fortnight, which was, again, just not something I would do because I'm a fighter. I don't give in to things. And I ended up having some sort of viral infection of some sort. And my eyes swelled up because I reacted to what must have been penicillin. So from then on, it's kind of Lisa's allergic to penicillin. But I was in a right mess because my eyes were all swelled up and it was horrible. So I can remember going back to college after that, and, you know, people who I got very friendly with were talking about me in the pub saying, oh, there's the girl with, I mean, this is an awful thing to say, but, you know, the whole student thing and drugs and everything, people like, there's the girl with the hash, meaning there's the girl with the rash, because they were trying to be humorous about it and make me feel sort of lighthearted.
Did you experiment with drugs at all?
I would say virtually not, because, you know, lots of people would have tried. I mean, when I was a student, there was lots of people, I suppose, reliving the 60s, so they were trying all sorts of dramatic things. Whereas, A, because of being diabetic, I was quite sensible about it. But secondly, I just wasn't really into smoking and drinking at all. I mean, I certainly tried dope a couple of times, but not in it. That was about it, really.
And what was your alcohol consumption during your teens?
During my teens? When I was a teen, I mean, this is going back, I suppose, but when I was a teenager, I certainly started going to the pub when I was about 15. Because obviously I was 15 when my friends, you know, because I was old for my year kind of thing. And my brothers both went to the local pub anyway, so they were there to sort of vaguely protect me. And we used to go to the pub every weekend. And, you know, yes, I liked to drink. I'm not an alcoholic even now. I've never been that kind of stupid, because I've always subconsciously kept at the back of mind that I'm diabetic. Obviously, as I've got older, you know, I would have week nights out where I drink more than I probably should, but I think I've always had that element of sensibleness about me. But yes, I like drinking, you know, that's the one thing I would do.
And were you sensible about drink while you were a student?
I think like most students, I had nights when I probably had more than I should have done. And there was, but I mean, again, because I worked a lot as a student, you know, like I worked on security at the local bar, at the Students' Union, that to somehow kind of helped me not drink as regularly as lots of other people might have done. I mean, I was at university from 1990 to 1995. You know, and yes, I probably had some wild nights, but I think you know, when I can see what other people got up to, I think it was reasonably sensible, to be honest.